Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, we have a great show lined up for you today. The power of radio. We are going to explore the communications industry. We're going to discuss advertising, marketing, promotions, and we will also define the knowledge base and share information that is available to businesses and consumers. If this is your first time tuning into the broadcast, welcome. And before we get started, I want to share with everyone, especially you that are sitting down at your table or on your sofas, in your recliner, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Also, you can check out my blog to keep up with what's going on with the Mr. Motivator Show. My blog is www.dwightjeffrey.com. .blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you want to email us, you have some questions, feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, THEMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to listen in on our show, and to a live show, please feel free to contact us at area code 323-580-5712. Now let's get started with the show. We also want to, we have another guest who's here in the studio with us again today, and I want to welcome our guest as well. I decided that we needed to call in someone who's experienced, someone who's tasted success, and who is available to talk about getting there. It gives us great pleasure to welcome back to the Mr. Motivator Show again our special guest, the one and only, the talented, the beautiful, the witty, the successful, the most motivated around, and also she has a successful talk show called Let's Talk Truth. Let's welcome our host today, Lois Bullock.
All right. Morning, everyone. Morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you so very much. I am so glad to be here this morning. It gives me something to wake up and look forward to doing in the morning time. So
yeah,
I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Well, I am so delighted for you to get with us again today. And we have, there are a lot of people out here with inventions, ideas, products, books. There are a lot of authors out here. There are people that have great things already on the assembly bill. But now, how are they going to get the word out? How are you going to get someone to find out about your product, your idea, or maybe where you're performing it? What vehicle do we use? There are a lot of vehicles. You know, we can go to the newspaper. We can go to the Yellow Pages directory. And there are other areas that we can go to try to get exposure. But have we really considered the power of radio? Okay, Lars, could you go ahead and step in and tell us, what is it about the power of radio?
Well, first of all, out of the different vehicles that's out there to expose our product or whatever it is we're trying to make the public aware of, we have television, we have newspapers, and we have radio. And in the radio, it falls under several segments. We either have a radio show you can turn on and listen to in your car, or you have blog talk radio, which is internet radio. Now, one thing, we'll scratch out TV because, number one, everyone is not financially able to have a commercial on TV. Those things mm-hmm. are expensive.
Yes.
Look how much
Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. Look how much people pay just for a Super Bowl commercial. Who has that kind of money? I mean, not an individual, not someone who's trying to boost their product or boost themselves in whatever area they're trying to boost.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not enough money in to do television, then newspapers. Now, I'm one, I don't read the newspaper. And when you read the newspaper, you have to be looking for a particular ad because they put everything in the newspaper. And so you have to go by what they've selected or someone has selected. Radio, if you tune into K104 or 107.5, those are still wonderful vehicles, but they are geared to do a certain type of advertising that's paid for.
Yes.
Now, you take blog talk radio.
Okay.
Internet radio.
Yeah.
Internet radio, yes, it costs to be on internet radio, but not the magnitude in what people pay for TV and other types of radio.
Yes.
Then on internet radio, you can select what you are looking for.
Okay.
They have a plethora of subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're looking for, you can find it, something that's specifically designed for you. No one wants to wade through a lot of different advertisements and promotional items that you're not there to look for.
Okay.
Let me tell you what really something that I don't think some of the businesses are aware of.
Yes.
Have you ever dialed in to get your balance on one of your credit cards?
Yes, I've done that numerous times.
And when you do that, you're checking your balance to make sure your balance is what it is, what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to tell you 15 things before they get to what you're going for, what you're looking for.
Yes.
No one wants that. I don't know who came up with the idea to make that a part of everything. You've got to go through an automated system, and they're asking you things that you don't want to know. They're telling you stuff that you don't want to know. They're asking you questions that you don't want to answer. You
yes.
don't have time for it.
No, you don't.
So radio, especially internet radio, I push that because I have an internet radio show. And I know that should someone come across my radio show, they're looking for something in that arena.
Yes.
They're looking for what I put out there. And they're not having to weed through something else to get to what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the advantage. And that's one power of the radio that I think is so very important. if I'm going for internet radio, I'm going to pull what I'm looking for, and I don't have to go through a lot of different things. So,
wow. So, in other words, you can be selective in what you're searching for if you have internet radio. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. I know you mentioned that you don't read the newspaper. Now, I know you're busy. You're flying in and out of town, and you have a talk show. You have a studio, and you have people that work for you. Now, and I know you up early because I know you told me you get up early and you exercise and you walk your dog. I know you're up on all of the latest news and everything. So do you get a lot of your news from the internet? Instead of reading the newspaper, do you go to the internet when you want to check a lot of things?
Actually, when I'm looking for something specific,
yeah,
I go to the internet.
Wow.
I found that a newspaper, I do a show. My radio show is called Let's Talk Truth.
Yes.
I don't think you're ever going to get the truth out of a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's going to be something tragic, or the media is going to put in their words what something represents.
Yes.
And you don't always get the truth. So when we form our thoughts on a particular subject, it is geared to on somebody else's, whether they're biased or non-biased.
Gotcha.
And so that's why I don't read the newspaper. And I think I stay abreast of everything that goes on. But I find that in the newspaper, the media will beat a dead horse to death, but they beat it based on what that reporter sees.
Gotcha.
And not all reporters see and use wisdom in their reporting. All they're doing is catching the emotion of the people.
Okay.
And when they catch the emotion of the people, that gets their ratings going. Don't hold my interest based on my emotions. I don't want to know things emotionally. I want to know the truth,
uh-huh,
what really happened.
Yes.
So that's why I choose internet radio over a newspaper.
I understand. And also, if you're looking for more positive information and you don't want a lot of negative, and you choose to avoid some of the negative stuff that's in there, by you being selective with the internet, it gives you that option. Is that not correct?
It gives me that option. Also, I do, I've been labeled a life coach. My radio show deals with real life issues.
Okay.
And we try to come to a balance on there where what you're going through, the bottom line, the truth has to be in there for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through the life section on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio, and I listen to different shows just to see if we're on one accord, just to see where I stand as far as how other people perceive the truth, because perception is reality. And I really want to get past that. I want to get to a point where whatever I'm looking at is really what I'm looking at, and that's how I'm going to take it. So that's why I choose that type of radio show. And the power of that is so awesome. You can go through and you can find something for everything that ails you. So that's my take on that.
Oh, awesome. And by the way, congratulations for your nomination for being selected among one of the most successful shows in Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so very much.
I'm following in your footsteps.
Okay.
Now, but let me ask you this: do you think now? I know what you told me that the internet plays a big part in your life because you got your laptop and you're traveling and so you can just park or sit any place and go in there and find and locate information. Now, do you feel that? Do you think this is the same? This same thing happens with a lot of with a lot of people. Do you think there are a lot of people today who have tuned into the internet?
I think the audience, the internet audience, has grown tremendously.
Yes.
as far as radio programs and the different things that affect your life. I think that audience has grown tremendously. Just a few years ago, only a few people knew about Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Now we have everyone from, it doesn't matter the age, we have teenagers with Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
And it goes from there. The audience has grown so big.
Wow.
And so people listen.
And they can be in other countries as far as Australia.
Exactly.
And they're right there with
everywhere
you.
Everywhere that internet, the cyberspace is out there. You are always out there. Your voice is always heard out there. And the good part about it, like I said earlier, if someone is listening to you, they're looking for you. Or they're looking for what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're racking up some mileage on the airwaves because you're in the plane quite often. Would you say that some of your success could be contributed or has a lot of your success has come to you by your exposure on Blog Talk Radio? I know you were sharing me about some of the events that you have lined up. There are people who heard your broadcast and they contacted you.
Well, some of that is true, but I firmly believe, I tell everybody that, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about God, but he is the center of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that what I do now, it's my time to do it.
Yes.
Had I tried this 2 years ago, it wouldn't have worked.
Okay.
And I think right now my being a part of Blog Talk Radio is like a snowball rolling down a hill. It's picking up momentum.
Wow.
And it's picking up momentum because it's my time to do it.
So you believe there's a time and a season for everything?
For everything. Ecclesiastes 3, you have to know that if you're sticking your putting your product out there or you're putting anything out there and it's not working right now, mm-hmm. sometimes we need to step back and say, okay, this is not the season for it.
Okay.
You know, I'm from the country,
uh-huh.
and we plant a garden.
Yes.
And there are certain things you plant at certain times for them to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that's the same way it is with life or any ventures or anything you have planned for your life. There is a time for it to grow. And if you don't find it growing, then it's not your time. You just have to don't get out of the race.
Yes.
Stay in the race, but just allow your timing to come around.
Yes.
And you'll find that it's beneficial to you as well as your impact on the lives of others.
Yes. Thank mm-hmm. you. Now, would you say you are fulfilling your purpose in life?
I believe I am because I have an opportunity. I'm not always just on the radio, but what I do, I enjoy helping people. And I'm in the position now to help people in a way that I couldn't help them, even though I've had the desire since I was a little girl to help people or to be a blessing in someone's life or to be a light in someone's life.
Yes.
But I had to mature to that level where I could actually do it. And so when you do that, then you find that it's that time to do it.
Yes.
And this is why the radio
industry,
that part of the communication is so important to me because this is the vehicle God chose for me to use to do whatever. And I believe if I was a billionaire, I still wouldn't do TV. You know, I would probably still do Blog Talk Radio. So
wow, that means you're that impressed with Blog Talk
Radio. I am that impressed with it because it can go places that my TV show would not go. My TV show is based on ratings, how people look at that show based on other shows. But on Blog Talk Radio, when someone listens to my show, they're looking for that particular thing in their life. They're looking for that uplifting part. And so they find me and they get a blessing.
Wow. Now, as an educator, there have been times that I've taken students to the libraries, local libraries, you mm-hmm. know, to do research for some of their subjects and
mm-hmm.
Just to do their work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed in just about every library that I've gone to and I've taken students,
mm-hmm.
there are students and adults in those libraries on the computer. They're on the internet, and a lot of them are on. They're on Blog Talk Radio. They're on all many different facets of radio and industries, and it seems like it's steady growing. Everyone is getting comfortable and familiar with cyberspace. How do you
mm-hmm.
feel about that?
I think that is awesome because that's the direction society is headed. That's the direction the world is heading. So. It would be to everyone's advantage. And, you know, a lot of people, like in your age group, the older people, you know, they don't actually.
Older people, now, excuse me, you're going a little too far there. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You find people, I talk to them every day, that they're afraid of a computer.
Yes.
And so we should encourage them, and, you know, we should all encourage people to go for it. This is how you keep up. With the thing, this is what keeps you active. You familiarize yourself with the computer, and then that way you can, you know, find things that you're really looking for that piques your interest. And now everything on the computer is not going to be true, but you have wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's true and what's not true.
That's right. We should know how to check the
mm-hmm.
facts.
Yeah, we should know how to. And that's what research is all about.
And I noticed the last time I visited your ministry, a lot of your the youth at your ministry have these iPhones,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed a lot of them were talking about the different types of. Applications that they now have available
mm-hmm.
on the iPhone. So
mm-hmm.
would you say even the computer is now there with the phones and so
everything? You're going to be able to pick up your plate in your kitchen after a while and be able to connect to the internet.
Okay, all right. We're going to see that as a prediction of prophecy for the future.
You can get the internet on anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you cannot. So you know this is the direction everything's going. So you have to familiarize yourself with that part of life so that you'll be able to keep up and you'll be able to function. Because even though computers are, you know, they depend on man to keep them going, it still makes man obsolete. We don't do things the old way. We don't use our hands to keep our books anymore. Everything is done on a computer. So this is why, you know, the radio, internet radio is really climbing and doing so well.
Wow. Okay, that brings me back to something that you mentioned earlier. I know you said that the media is great, and you said the TV is great, but you mentioned the word cost. You said that it's more reasonable, the price is much lower
mm-hmm.
to advertise
mm-hmm.
on Blog Talk or radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And now, what would you say to a small company that's trying to get out there, or maybe that company wants to reach other companies? What would you say to that small company as far as them taking advantage of the internet?
Well, there are, I believe, in to have a successful market, successful for your business to be successful.
Yes.
Small business starting out.
Yes.
You really need to, there are three segments that you need to examine.
Okay.
One is advertising. How are you going to advertise where it's cost effective for you? Then there's the marketing aspect
okay.
of your business.
Okay.
How are you going to market?
Mm-hmm.
And then we come up with promotion. See, all of these three segments come together to make you a profitable business if you do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, advertising, you can say advertising on TV, but if you're not looking at a particular show that does a lot of advertising or different advertisements, you still won't be seen on there unless you pay a lot of money for a particular spot. Just like Super Bowl. What are the commercials you see on Super Bowl? Beer and more beer and more beer and more beer. Because
and chips.
Yeah, you know, because and I'm not knocking that, because
right.
that's when they sell the most, is during Super Bowl season, you
yeah.
know, when the
yeah.
guys
they
and
come together
and everybody
right.
come
they
together. So if I'm doing something in particular to reach the audience, a certain audience base, say I'm trying to reach young people anywhere from 12 to 20. I'm not going to set them up with a beer commercial. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You think about, first of all,
mm-hmm.
I have to think about my product. What am I trying to get out there?
Yes.
What audience am I trying to reach?
Yes.
And so I do these kind of studies, and you really need to be articulate enough to know that I need to advertise my product in a way that it's going to reach the people I want it to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, advertisement produces, it's a persuasive energy.
Yes.
And it has to persuade you
uh-huh.
to buy my product. It has to persuade you to want to become a part of my organization. Whatever it is I'm trying to build and grow, my advertisement has to fit that particular thing, and it has to persuade you, give you that energy, pique that energy.
Okay.
I'm going to say this to someone, to you, and I've never told this to a soul, but I'm putting it out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I went to beauty school, and
wow.
I got my 1,500 hours in the state of Texas, which gave me the right to do hair.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Let me tell you what persuaded me
uh-huh.
to do hair. And I've never said this to a soul.
Yes.
That was a show that came on TV.
Uh-huh.
It was called The New Attitude.
Yes.
And if I remember correctly, I don't know if that was Patti LaBelle, I believe, was in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she sang the song. Anyway, Patti LaBelle was in there.
I
she
remember
did
that
a song.
I Got a New Attitude.
It's called I Got a New Attitude.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that particular push in that show, because at the time I was at a dead end in my life. And when I say at a dead end in my life, I wanted to do something to recreate myself,
yes.
to come out of that funk I was in.
Yes.
And this person on this show opened a beauty salon.
Is that right?
And, you know, and advertised it and became so very successful. And that was that persuasive energy
yes.
that made me go to beauty school.
Wow.
I mean, I was married to a pastor. At the time,
mm-hmm.
I enrolled in beauty school.
Wow.
And I got my license, and I opened my own beauty shop.
Is that right?
And because of this, I conquered it, stayed in a minute, still licensed, but I don't do hair anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sharing this with you so you'll know how persuasive energy in advertising can push a person to try a particular product.
I know you're on to something, because I believe that, remember when they had the movie Barbershop on TV?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a lot of my friends, people I know that were cutting hair at the time. When I went back to get my hair cut visit, a lot of them had they remodeled their barbershops, and they put in TVs, flat screen TVs, so that people can watch the games and watch movies and Some barbershops, just, they have it on 24/7 sports games all the way through. And they added a more of a variety. And they bought more, it seems like they bought more women in to team up with them to do the hair for the female.
Mm-hmm.
But that, because of that movie, Barbershop, it seemed like that it inspired a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. Advertising does play a big role in it. And I know we said business, but what you said a few minutes ago, does that not only apply to the small business person, it applies to an individual who has a business as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Advertisement is a tool.
Yes.
And it's a tool that you use to attract attention.
Okay.
You have to attract attention to your particular product.
Yes.
And because, and this is the key now, some people may question the fact, then how is radio so powerful because you can't see anything? See, people depend on the eyesight.
Yes.
So they would rather have TV. You know, I want to see a commercial on TV. But a commercial on TV is dressed up to attract your attention by sight.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily prove anything. But let me say this. On radio, if I advertise on the radio, you can't see me, but my energy is so powerful that you can't help but become a part of it. It has to be, the energy is going to come through that radio, that talk show, that blog talk radio show. That energy is going to come through, and it's going to hit you. And believe me, if you are persuaded by advertisement without seeing something, that's an awesome advertisement.
Wow, I love that. That's a beautiful analogy. Now, I was going to ask you now, I know you understand this because you've worked in corporate America, but for what about the people who have to, they have to do multitasking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, say if they're at the office and they have emails to check, things to do. Don't you think it's an advantage if they can tune into Blog Talk Radio, listen to a show while they're checking their emails and doing other things? Don't you think that that's more of an advantage, at least while they're working, they're able to tune in and get other information?
Yes, that. Yes. Like I say, Blog Talk Radio is just a powerful, powerful tool. And right now I'm sold on it 100%. And I'm very cynical. And I can be very critical to something but I don't see anything in Blog Talk Radio that would be a negative point.
Yes.
At this time. And I know everything has a negative side.
Right.
But Blog Talk Radio has more of a positive side than it does a negative side. What I would like to see is Blog Talk Radio assess all their shows, because they seem to pick shows that are hosted by celebrities.
Right.
And frankly, the only thing a celebrity has that I don't is money.
Now, I understand. I like the analogy, but that's not true. I mean, we know that all of the banks that you own here in Dallas and Fort Worth, there's a trail, and we know you're very – but I don't want to put your business out
there. I understand. But, you know, when I say that –
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You talk about
they've
the
been
small
exposed
business person.
To, yeah. They've been exposed to television. Everybody knows their name, and everybody hangs on to it. But it doesn't mean that the content – of their show is any more powerful than anyone else's.
Okay, I got you.
So I would like to say right now, if you're a Blog Talk Radio, it doesn't matter if nobody knows your name. Just make sure your content is good.
Wow, I like that. You're saying Blog Talk Radio puts everybody on a level playing field.
Yes.
And I like what you mentioned just then. Just because someone is a celebrity doesn't mean that their show is going to be very good if they don't have any content.
Mm-hmm.
And here's someone that's an unknown. No one knows this particular person. And your show has a lot of content, and it's just as powerful as this celebrity. And you're right, we should put that out there for more people to check out a lot of the shows
mm-hmm.
that are on there.
That's right.
One of my favorite shows that I like listening to on Blog Talk, I love Mark Million.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the Mark Million show because it's different and it's very interesting how they keep up with
mm-hmm.
With everything. They keep up with all of the broadcasts. They keep up with a lot of the shows on TV. They keep up with a lot of things that are going on. And I think that's great, the variety in Blog Talk Radio is awesome. We have a great, tremendous variety of various shows on Blog Talk Radio, and it's great that we can go in and look at the variety.
Mm-hmm.
We got everything from music to building homes.
Mm-hmm.
To sports, to entertainment, to poetry, to motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think Blog Talk Radio is so rich, because it's filled with so much variety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing I'd like to ask, for some of the, we want to tie everything in, because we want our viewers and listeners today to really understand the benefits of Blog Talk Radio and how they're missing out if they're not tuning in
mm-hmm.
To what's available there. So could you clarify for us, okay, you mentioned advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the novice person who's tuning in today, clarify what's the difference what's the difference with each one of these things? Tell us what is advertising. Get us
okay.
Our eyes open.
Like I said, advertising is just the tool to make your where people that's going to attract a person's attention
okay.
to your product.
Okay.
Now
the marketing
aspect. It's a lot of different things on the marketing, but to market your product. You got to show the difference in what you have and the competitor.
Okay.
You got to separate what you have from your competition.
Yes.
What's better about Mr. Motivator's, whatever you're advertising, whatever you're bringing to the table, what's different about what you have and your competitor?
Mm.
You know, that's one of the things that
okay.
you have to do.
Okay.
One
of the things that makes Mr. Motivator unique is because of his broad perspective, you know,
mm-hmm.
Growing up in the country, then growing up in the city, experiencing exposure to things and
mm-hmm.
and being able to give to a broader base.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Motivator can offer something to any and everybody
mm-hmm.
because I've been in both perspectives. I've been around the world and I've been around a lot of people. I've worked many years as an educator,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it gives me working with students as well as adults.
Right. So that's the main thing. You've got to.
Oh, I'm sorry to mean to.
No. You're absolutely right, and that's right there is to separate yourself from your competition,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're doing. And when you separate your competition, you have to either have a reason,
mm-hmm.
or you need to create a reason.
Yes.
For people to want to do your business instead of doing somebody else.
Ooh,
what is the advantage of doing your product based on somebody else's product?
Wow.
You know, there has to be an advantage.
That's great. And now tell us what is this with promotions?
Okay, promotions. How am I going to promote my product?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, believe it or not,
yeah.
the most common way of promoting a product is by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you know this weave I have in my hair, you know, this is the best weave. I mean, I can tumble it, flip it, and do this, and it still stays the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Word of mouth. A lot of us, we don't know what a product can offer or the staying power of there is in a product unless someone tells me that they've tried it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so word of mouth, girl, I've tried that. That is so awesome. Or, honey, I tried that. Don't fool with that. Because that is, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
It's word of mouth. Okay. And that's the most number one promotional thing that you can use. Then the next thing, the next powerful instrument for promotion is for you to create a champion.
Create a champion.
Yeah.
Okay.
You, if you can find someone that can, that people look at as being somebody, and you can convince them to sing your praises.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? That's a champion.
Yeah.
Look at the Weight Watchers. What's her name? Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
She's singing his praises. She's on there. Every time, you know, she's talking for Weight Watchers.
Yes, she is. And she's
so,
also, I mean, she looks fabulous.
Yeah, so she's talking it up for Weight Watchers. Marie Osmond is talking it up for Nutrisystem, one of them.
Yes,
one
Marie
of them
looks great.
Yeah, she looks great. So they're saying, you know, if you can find your champion to just sing your praises.
Wow.
You know, or to even starting out, you've got to find a champion that'll sing your praises in the early stages of your product, of your business, in the early stages of your business. Find someone that will stick right there with you that I believe in this, and you know, and people go, you know, if she believes that, then I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, and you know, I heard through the grapevine that you're getting ready to release a new product.
Yeah.
But Mr. Motivator, I'm sending notice right now. When you release your new product on the market, I want to help you with that product, especially if it's something I can consume in my mouth. I'm going to help you with your commercials, okay? So
exactly.
You don't book nobody else will Mr. Motivator for that commercial.
Well, my next venture has nothing to do with food, but it's going to. I want everybody to be able to take part in it. Anyone who's interested in putting an article in my magazine, my magazine is Let's Talk Truth.
Okay.
Now, and it's not made up for celebrities.
Okay,
I don't want you to believe in that magazine because a celebrity is there. I want you to believe in yourself.
Okay.
I want the average citizen that have a lot to say, that has wisdom, to put something in that magazine that other people can read and grow from.
Wow.
See, I can't grow from how many babies Lil Wayne got. You know, he went to prison and he's out and he's doing this. That doesn't help me grow. It doesn't help my family grow.
Okay.
It doesn't help, and believe it or not, I have nothing against Lil Wayne. He's an awesome person in his field.
Yes.
I don't have anything different to say.
Yeah.
I love Beyonce to death.
Yes.
But her, everything she does doesn't benefit my family.
Okay.
Everything she does doesn't benefit. It might take away from my family to buy her CDs or to go see her in concert, but what she does and what she has accomplished doesn't help the average citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't feel good about themselves based on how she looks, and she's a beautiful young lady.
Yes, she is.
She's awesome. Back in the day, I used to be kind of built like Beyonce, but someone came in one night, stole my figure. Now I have detectives out looking for it. But I will get it back. I'm going to get it back. Man, but I'm saying that to say this, and believe me, I love
the celebrities. I know quite a few of them personally. They
know
that I love them.
Yes.
But what my job is to help build the self-esteem in the average citizen.
Okay.
The average person.
Yes.
I want them to know you're just as important. Maybe you can't rap like Lil Wayne. Maybe you can't dance like Beyonce. Maybe you can't sing. Your voice range doesn't go like Mariah Carey. You can't be Nicki Minaj. All those things. But stop trying to tackle their industry and tackle your own.
I got you.
So that's what my magazine is about, and that's what I want it to be about.
Wow. I'm so glad you're sharing that with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people need places where they can go to find themselves. And,
right.
and I can see that your magazine is going to be very positive. It's going to help an individual become more familiar with themselves and help them to find out how to grow what they've been blessed with.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be so awesome. And
really, I can't wait for you to get it released.
And whether you know it or not, we just did an advertisement segment for my magazine, you and I just did. So how persuasive that is going to be when people listen to it.
But since we're talking about the power of radio and advertising,
mm-hmm.
and marketing promotions, that's good because I wanted, I had questions about your magazine,
mm-hmm.
Let's Talk Truth. And now, you've clarified what makes your magazine different from everybody else's. What is your magazine going to do for the average Joe,
mm-hmm.
As well as maybe a celebrity who now feels that they were kicked from at the top and they've gone down to the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to recapture themselves, get back in the ring,
mm-hmm.
and start go after the championship again? That we all fall. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We all get to places in life where we don't feel good about ourselves and we feel stagnated.
Mm-hmm.
But we need something to give us a jump start.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said about Let's Talk Truth, that's already going to fill a niche out here. There's a need in that particular area. Self-esteem is a big issue now. It's always been a big issue, and it always will be a big issue as
exactly.
long as there are people out there negative, beating people down,
mm-hmm.
and destroying their self-esteem. They're going to need products like what you're getting ready to release, your magazine. I am so excited, and you gave us a good visual of how all these the advertised market promotion comes into play, and then you mentioned the word of mouth. And I think I see what, now you can correct me or you can add on to this. So what you're saying, this is me paraphrasing things, if you have something that's powerful and you got somebody that can talk about it and say maybe, like, I call somebody on a friend on the phone and say, hey, Lois Bullock has this product and it is so great, and that's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just think, we take me and another individual, and you put us on the radio,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so instead of me calling five or six of my friends, now we're on the radio, and there's millions of people that hear us talking about, wow, Lois's product, what it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then John says, hey, nobody ever complimented me on my looks,
right,
until I use this product. That and so I get what you're saying. Radio can enhance,
mm-hmm.
word of mouth. It can enhance our exposure of whatever it is that we have so that we can get more people.
Right.
Now, go ahead and if you want to add more to that, because just the way you put it to everyone really excited me. It gave me an even better visual of how radio can help us.
Mm-hmm. Then I know that tool, that advertisement tool that I just used, was effective. It did. I was persuasive energy that you received that that prompted you to want to, you know, do something.
That's right.
About it and do something different. Radio plays such a big part because we sometimes are shot down in our efforts based on what we see. If I'm not sitting in a chair with my stiletto on, where you can see just a little of my knee, you know, and my hair is not just the right, and my nails are not just right, and I'm talking.
Yes.
You know, I have to be eye candy if you're going to listen to what I say on my radio, on my TV show. You know, I've got to look a certain way and talk a certain way. And but you have to get to that point where you look at it, and then radio doesn't offer that.
You are definitely right.
It doesn't offer that. You don't know how I look. All you know is you're listening to my wisdom.
Wow. And I agree with you on that. The radio gives me or gives people an opportunity, instead of trying to look at you, we're listening to what you're saying. And when you listen, it makes a big difference.
One thing I can say about you, Mr. Motivator, you are animal friendly.
Yes.
Now, for those of you that hear the dog in the background,
that's Mr. Motivator's on.
This Mr. Motivator studio, and he has, he's working with this young lady, a little girl, to pick up her pet here, and this is just this awesome.
Well,
that's another thing.
I know. My goal is to motivate the youth, and the kids that are here today, and one little girl in particular. She wanted a dog, and she's never owned a dog and everything, and her dad bought it for her as a gift, and he said she just loves the dog. She takes it everywhere, and I didn't want to turn her. I didn't want her to stay outside today, so I told her she'd come inside the studio and bring a dog. But in the future, I'm gonna probably have to not let anyone bring. But look at her, the young lady in the fifth row, the one right there in the back. She's look at her holding that dog, you know. Well, hey, Mr. Motivator, if there's anything I'm guilty of, I'll do whatever it takes to motivate a kid.
That's right.
And
yeah, friendly.
Yeah, and I love animals, and if I got to use pets to motivate kids, to get them feeling important, because pets allow children to grow in sensitivity, so it allows them to increase the love that they have, and that's why I told the security to let the young lady in and let her bring her dog in today. But getting back to what you were saying, radio is such a powerful vehicle. And what about now, if I wanted to get one of these big giant billboards on the highway and get my advertising up on it, do you still say that radio those billboards don't compare to internet radio?
Well, the billboard would compare if it's telling them where to tune in to Blog Talk Radio.
I heard you.
You know, yes,
but trying to do that word of mouth commercial. And to put everything in the one package that billboard couldn't tell the whole story.
Couldn't tell the whole story. It just couldn't tell the whole story. Because that's something about projection from an individual. Do you know you can project energy just by talking?
Yes.
You can project energy. People can feel what you say.
Yes.
And they feel it to know if it's real or not.
Well, I tell you what, a radio is just awesome. And if you really want to take advantage of the radio and the network, and if you have a great product you're trying to get out here, I highly recommend the book that you bought into the studio for me to look at today is Guerrilla Marketing for Free by J. Conrad Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for sharing with us some of the ideals, some of the knowledge that comes from that book.
Mm-hmm.
And before we also go up, what would you like to share about the knowledge base that exists within the radio industry itself?
Okay. The knowledge base is,
would you say it's broad?
It's absolutely, it's big, it's out there. And it benefits businesses mm-hmm. as well as individuals.
Wow.
And there is a place that you can go in radio that you just can't go anyplace else.
Wow.
We're so restricted. Believe it or not, we pay all this money for television, but we're restricted.
Yes.
In television. We're restricted to whatever minutes you have like that, whatever minutes that have been set aside for your commercial, that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to make it count.
Yes.
The same thing in regular radio, but internet radio, I can explore as deep as I want to go.
And without the interruptions.
Without the interruption. Without being, not just commercials, I'm not restricted to staying in one place.
Gotcha.
Because everything in radio is segmented. You know, if you need self-help, you've got a self-help category. You've got a life category. You've got a sports category. So what I'm looking for, when I go to it, I get it.
You get
mm-hmm,
it.
I get it.
And if you're on the internet, all you do is just go to Google and you put in whatever you need. You go to Google, you put in motivation. Okay, here's Mr.
Exactly.
Motivator. Okay.
Exactly. I'm so afraid Google probably knows what I did when I was 6 years old.
Because they have that, just that much information.
Just that much information.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's phenomenal. The person that designed Google or uses that particular tool, you can't beat it.
Yes, and with that Google being connected with internet radio,
mm-hmm.
it's just phenomenal, isn't it?
It is, and it takes you to all the other social medias. You know, internet radio is just awesome.
Wow. Well, I am so excited, and my eyes have been open. I hope all of you that have tuned in with us today have gotten some good information. You have something that you can run with, because if you are going to get into the marketplace, if you're going to make a difference, you're going to tap into that market niche, you need to know where to go to so that you can get launched and go into uttermost parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is the way to go. The power of radio is just phenomenal. I'm excited. You that are listening today, if you have anything that you want to launch, now is the best time. And you can start first with internet radio, because you don't have to have a lot of money. And there are people ready to help out. And the great part about it is that if you contact a lot of the radio hosts, especially Blog Talk Radio, they are looking for people that have great products, great ideas, and they want to help you get exposure to whatever it is that you're trying to do. Folks, it looks like we're out of time. I just want to thank all of you for tuning in and being with us here for another broadcast on the Mr. Motivator Show. Lois, I want to thank you for coming out. I'm looking forward to us doing a lot of more features together, especially when your magazine is ready. We want to do something dealing with magazines. And thank you for just enlightening us. You are just a woman, not only of beauty, but a woman of knowledge. And we just thank you for taking the time to tune in with us. Folks, remember, this is Mr. Motivator. I'm your motivation coach. You tuned in to the right show. Remember, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Tune in again with us next week for another exciting show. Lawrence, thank you for coming out. And hey, I want to ride in that Bentley you just pulled up in. Let's get ready. And I want you to take me out to lunch again.
All right, we're gonna go to McDonald's.
Look, if you're a millionaire, you're gonna take me to McDonald's. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Now you see.